Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Last week in our study of Psalm 119, we were taught that we are saved through repentance and faith in Jesus. Let's continue with that thought today.
And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Repentance and faith makes this commitment of no turning back, Lord, no turning back. It's all the way with Jesus. You don't get saved by, I'm going to try Jesus. A person says, I'm going to try Jesus, see if it works, is treating him like a good luck charm. If I have good luck, things seem to go all right, then I'm sticking with Jesus Christ. Well, my friend, that doesn't do it. He says, in verse 31, put me not to shame. He has made a commitment. Yet, this is why what we do is repentance and not dupentance. See, the truth is, penance is something that seeks to pay for its sin. My friend, you and I could never pay for our sins by our good deeds. If one is ever to be saved from his sins and to obtain salvation, it must be received solely by faith in the work of the Lord Jesus Christ. See, for the wages of sin is death. But while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us, so that the grace of God and the gift by grace, which is by one man, Jesus Christ, has abounded unto many. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So when a repentant sinner calls in faith on the wonderful name of our gracious Lord, he drinks of the healing cup of salvation and receives everlasting life. Because Jesus drank the bitter cup of God's righteousness, that is, the judgment on our sins, you and I can drink deeply of the living water, springing up into everlasting life, as John 4:10-14 speaks. And we can say with the psalmist, my cup runneth over, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. So, my friend, place your life in the everlasting arms of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who cannot lie. Turn to him, not try him. This is a commitment to him totally and him alone. You know, put your hand in front of your face. Put the palm of your hand that you're looking at it. That hand is facing you. Now, you turn that hand 180 degrees, so now you're looking at the back of your hand. Okay, it's turned from you, and now it's turned to what's in front of you. And that's what happens when we come to Jesus Christ. We're turning from self, and we're turning to him. Instead of me being on the throne, I'm inviting Christ to come into my life as my Lord and God. And so, verse 32 says, in short, as I study your word, and you give me that understanding, by your grace, I will seek to live an obedient life to your word. And that life is to the end, not a trial period. That is why you ought to go to a church that preaches the word. They don't water it down. They don't just say positive only. They don't find 100 different versions of the Bible. No, they just get into the word of God. And that church calls sin, sin. If you're in a church and you've never heard them name sin, they only attack those that are fundamental and true to the faith. By the word of God, I believe that you're in the wrong church. But when they call sin, sin, and they do it within the context of the word of God, then you're on the right track. And in short, perhaps today I'm asking that you take the same stand as the psalmist, truly from your heart. Receive Christ as your Lord and God, realizing you cannot save yourself. He'll save you if you come to Him. It's more than an emotion or a feeling or joining a club. It's a commitment to the very lover of your soul, the Lord Jesus Christ. You do that publicly, you show you're not ashamed. For the Scripture saith, whosoever believeth in Him shall not be ashamed. You see, there are many passages in the New Testament which indicate that repentance is the key to salvation. For example, Paul said that he had preached everywhere that they should repent and turn to God and do works meet for repentance, Acts 26:20. But he also preached that faith in Christ is the way to be saved. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved, Acts 16:31. One can cite many verses stressing repentance and many that stress faith. So there can obviously be no real conflict here. Although, there is a danger in what has been called easy believism if repentance is ignored. Mental assent to certain facts about Christ is not true saving faith, nor will it produce salvation for a person merely to be sorry for his sins and change his behavior if he did not really trust from his heart in the person and the work of Jesus Christ to the death, burial, and resurrection. You see, my friend, it's not either or, it's both and. One cannot truly repent, that is, change his mind about Christ and his work, as well as his own life, without genuinely believing personally that Christ died for his own sins and rose up again to provide salvation for him. Neither can one have genuine faith in Christ as the Son of God and his own personal Savior without his life and attitude being changed. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. It's kind of like two sides of the same coin, repentance on one side, faith on the other. We can only see one side at a time, but both are real, and neither can be there without the other. The real formula for salvation is found in Acts 20:21. Repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. Just like Jesus Christ himself preached when he said in Mark 1:14-15, repent ye and believe the gospel. And so, my friend, that's our responsibility. Now, today, some of you listening to me may be in church. You've attended regularly. You've been baptized. You're a member. Maybe you've even sung in the choir or done something else. But you're guilt-ridden because there's a sin that has control over your life. And you've tried to quit the sin and you've failed. And you're simply helpless. And it may be that you really haven't, first of all, trusted Him as your Lord and Savior. The Bible says that we're all sinners, Romans 3:10 and 3:23. We must be willing to turn from our sin. Acts 17:30 says, God commandeth all men everywhere to repent because He's appointed a day in which He will judge the world. Repentance means not do penance, but it means, okay, I'm a sinner and I want my sin taken away. I can't do it myself, but I'm willing for the Lord to do it, and I will not try to hinder God's work to do that. Believing that Jesus paid the penalty in full on the cross, that the outpoured wrath of God was poured out on His humanity, and that He died, shedding His blood for you, and 3 days later rose from the dead, you call upon Him to save your soul. And the promise is, If with your heart you'll believe, with your mouth you'll confess, he says, whosoever will call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. But my friend, you are trusting Christ and Christ alone. He can't cleanse. He can't forgive. But you must come to him. Will you right now where you are call upon him to save your soul? He'll do it if you let him. Why not pray this prayer with me right now? Asking God to save your soul. Dear God, I'm a sinner, and I need forgiveness. Forgive me of my sins. I believe that Jesus Christ shed his precious blood on the cross and died for my sin. I believe 3 days later, he rose up from the dead. Please cleanse me of my sin. Please come into my life as my God, as my Lord, as my Savior. Save me right now. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, my friend, if you just prayed that prayer and you meant it, would you write us and let us know? And perhaps you are one of those that have been in church for many years, but you realize now that you weren't truly saved. And you want that salvation of God. You want that, and you just prayed that and you asked him. Don't try to be a secret agent about it. The Bible says in Romans 10:11, for the scripture saith, whosoever believeth shall not be ashamed. Would you write us and let us know? And then, you've been a member of that church for a long time, and it's a good Bible church. Would you let your pastor know that you've made this decision? And follow up in baptism. Make it public. You say, well, why? You know, that's embarrassing. Yet this decision that you make, it may seem like it's overcoming a lot of pride, but there may be somebody who is wrestling the same thing. And it may be just the thing God can use to defeat the devil. I hope that you'll do that. And then I also would like to send you our booklet, Building Blocks. Then it'll instruct you how to grow in your Christian life. And I'll send that to you absolutely free. Just write us and let us know that you received Christ as your Savior. Now again, I'll remind you today and again tomorrow about our Israel trip. You can write and ask me about it, and I'll send you a brochure, or you can go to our website. Our announcer will give you both our physical address and our website, through which you can email me. And I would love to hear from you, and I would love to be able to go to these different sites in Israel and share the Word of God with you at each site. And I hope that you'll come with us for that great time in the Lord. Well, I see that my time is up, and I want to thank you for listening today to the Lamp and Light broadcast. Please ask others to listen, because that's how the Lamp and Light grows. And my friend, please allow the lamp of God's Word to be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.